Chapter 3. Describing BPD. In this chapter, sorting through the symptoms of BPD. Exploring the evolution of BPD diagnosis. Looking at other personality disorders. Knowing the relationship of BPD to other emotional disorders. Borderline personality disorder, BPD, provokes anger, angst, and agony in the people it afflicts. Their families and friends suffer too. BPD manifests as a complex mix of long-standing patterns of thinking, behaving, and feeling that destroy happiness, relationships, and productivity. Furthermore, people with this disorder have trouble controlling impulses, relating to others, handling emotional disturbances, and at times, perceiving reality. In this chapter, we describe the signs and symptoms of BPD. We give you examples of how these symptoms torment people who have BPD and those who care about them. We also explore the nature of other personality disorders, including histrionic, narcissistic, schizotypal, and antisocial. You may be surprised to find that people often show signs of more than one personality disorder. Finally, we discuss other types of emotional problems that aren't part of BPD, but that sometimes occur in conjunction with BPD. The 9 symptoms of BPD. Knowing whether you or someone you know has BPD requires careful scrutiny and input from a trained mental health professional. However, even professionals struggle with making this diagnosis because the symptoms of BPD vary dramatically from person to person. In a way, BPD is similar to the countless breeds of dogs that exist today. For example, Cocker Spaniels, Terriers, Bernese Mountain Dogs, Pit Bulls, Russian Wolfhounds, Golden Doodles, Mutts, and Chihuahuas differ strikingly from each other. But they're all dogs. Likewise, people with BPD don't share all the same symptoms, but they do all have the same disorder. People who suffer from BPD experience a range of symptoms, which mental health professionals group into 9 major categories. Currently, to be diagnosed with BPD, you must show signs of at least 5 of these 9 symptoms. 1. Sensation seeking. Impulsivity. To count as a sign of BPD, this sensation-seeking symptom has to involve a minimum of 2 types of impulsive, self-destructive behaviors. These impulsive behaviors trigger adrenaline rushes and intense excitement and include the following: sexual acting out, substance abuse, uncontrolled spending sprees, binge eating, reckless behavior, including highly aggressive driving, extreme sports, shoplifting, destruction of property. The impulsive behaviors we're talking about here are both risky and self-damaging. They often endanger the lives and well-beings of the people who exhibit them. For instance, sexual acting out may consist of frequent, casual, unprotected sexual encounters with complete strangers, which can lead to STDs or unwanted pregnancies. Uncontrolled spending sprees can involve numerous, unnecessary purchases that max out credit cards and pile up debt. Shoplifting often involves stealing items strictly for excitement and can lead to jail time. 2. Self-harm. Self-harm is a particularly common and conspicuous symptom in people with BPD. People who exhibit this symptom may threaten or attempt suicide, and do so often. Others may deliberately burn themselves with cigarettes, slice their arms with sharp blades, bang their heads, mutilate their skin, or even break bones in their hands or bodies. Although this symptom is separate from sensation-seeking, it also involves a certain level of impulsivity. People who exhibit this symptom have to be impulsive enough to try to kill themselves again and again. Chapter 5 describes symptoms 1 and 2 in more detail. Warning. A common misperception is that suicidal threats rarely lead to real suicide attempts. In truth, though, you need to take any threat of suicide by a person, whether he's suffering from BPD or not, seriously, and seek professional help immediately. 3. Roller coaster emotions. People with BPD experience extreme emotional swings. They may feel on top of the world one moment and plunge into deep despair the next. These mood swings are intense, but usually transient, lasting only a few minutes or hours. The emotional flip-flops often occur in response to seemingly trivial triggers. For example, a coworker passes by someone with BPD in the hallway without acknowledging her. This unintentional slight can spark powerful anxiety and distress in the person with BPD. Most people who are in a relationship with someone who has BPD find that these mood swings are quite difficult to understand or accept. 4. Explosiveness. Dramatic bouts of anger and rage frequently plague people with BPD. Again, the events that trigger these rages may seem inconsequential to other people. As you can imagine, these explosions often wreak havoc in relationships and may even result in physical confrontations. People with BPD sometimes end up in legal entanglements because of their outrageous behavior. Road rage is a good example of this symptom of BPD, although not everyone who exhibits road rage has BPD. 5. Worries about abandonment. People who exhibit this symptom obsess over the fear that a loved one will leave them. Their terror over abandonment may cause them to appear clingy, dependent, and outrageously jealous. For example, a husband with BPD may check his wife's cell phone logs, emails, and car odometer readings daily, always looking for evidence of infidelity. Paradoxically, the obsession with keeping loved ones close usually drives them away. 6. Unclear and unstable self-concept. This symptom describes a failure to find a stable, clear sense of identity. People who exhibit this symptom may view themselves quite favorably at times, yet, at other times, they exude self-disdain. They often have little idea of what they want in life and lack a clear sense of values or purpose. Frequent changes in jobs, religion, or sexual identity may reflect shifting values and goals. Navigating life without a clear self-concept is like trying to find your way across the ocean with no compass. 7. Emptiness. Many people with BPD report feeling painfully empty inside. They have cravings for something more, but they can't identify what that something more is. They feel bored, lonely, and unfulfilled. They may attempt to fill their needs with superficial sex, drugs, or food, but nothing ever seems truly satisfying. They feel like they're trying to fill a black hole. 8. Up and down relationships. Relationships involving people with BPD resemble revolving doors. People with BPD often see other people as either all good or all bad, and these judgments can flip from day to day or even from hour to hour. People afflicted with BPD often fall in love quickly and intensely. They place new loves on pedestals, but their pedestals collapse when the slightest disappointments, whether real or imagined, inevitably occur. People in relationships with people who have BPD, whether they're lovers, coworkers, or friends, experience emotional whiplash from the frequent changes from idolization to demonization. As a result, many people find difficulty in maintaining meaningful relationships with those who have BPD. 9. Dissociation. Feeling out of touch with reality. Professionals describe dissociation as a sense of unrealness. People who feel dissociated or out of touch with reality say they feel like they're looking down at themselves and watching their lives unfold without being a real part of them. When people with BPD lose touch with reality, they usually don't do so for long periods of time. But sometimes, when they lose touch with reality, they hear voices telling them what to do. At other times, they may suffer from intense, unwarranted mistrust of others. Remember, as you can no doubt see, these signs and symptoms overlap and feed on each other. Thus, if someone explodes with little or no provocation, demonstrates unusual moodiness, and clings excessively to his loved ones, you can understand why that person's relationships suffer. And when relationships go poorly, self-concept can plummet. In the next section, we show you examples of people with BPD who have some prominent BPD symptoms, enough to warrant a diagnosis of BPD, but who show no signs of other key symptoms. Diagnosing BPD, like ordering from a Chinese menu. Because a diagnosis of BPD requires only 5 of 9 major symptoms, you can come up with dozens of combinations using different sets of 5 symptoms. For example, one person can have symptoms 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, while another has symptoms 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Even with different symptoms, both people can receive an accurate diagnosis of BPD. To better understand this idea, consider the following 3 examples of people, all of whom carry the diagnosis of BPD. Renee, a 42-year-old single parent of an 18-month-old boy, has 3 older children, whom their grandparents are raising. She feels unable to take care of the older kids. Her 4 children all have different fathers. Renee has been hospitalized 5 times for suicide attempts, each attempt coming after a breakup and subsequent alcohol binges. She fears she can't live without a man, yet she has never maintained a relationship for more than a year. She frequents local bars and goes home with strangers at the drop of a hat. Renee excelled in school. She attended 4 different colleges, but never completed her degree in mass communications. She has jumped from job to job and has no life direction or career path. She doesn't know what she wants out of life. Sometimes she basks in the attention she receives from men, but at other times, she feels worthless because of her inability to parent. Renee does seem fairly stable at times, especially when she's pregnant. Renee demonstrates the following symptoms of BPD. Refer to the complete list of symptoms in the section, The 9 Symptoms of BPD. 1. Sensation seeking. Renee binges on alcohol and engages in unsafe sex. 2. Self-harm. Renee has attempted suicide multiple times. 5. Worries about abandonment. Renee desperately believes that she needs a man in her life to survive. 6. Unclear and unstable self-concept. Renee lacks goals and direction. She alternates between feeling good about her worth as a sexual woman and disdain about her inability to parent. 8. Up and down relationships. Renee has had many tumultuous relationships, none lasting more than a year. In spite of her many problems, Renee manages to keep her temper in check. She doesn't feel particularly empty or bored, nor does she experience feelings of being out of touch with reality. Her day-to-day moods remain fairly stable, with the sole exception of when she feels abandoned. Frank's story illustrates a different set of symptoms, yet he has the same BPD diagnosis as Renee. Frank, a 34-year-old carpenter, loses his temper with little provocation. Although he's a highly skilled craftsman, he can't hold a consistent job because of his frequent outbursts. He lost his last full-time job after he threw a screwdriver at a coworker. Now he picks up odd jobs wherever he can. Frank's moods swing from neutral to anxious, to dread, to anger, to dark depression, all in the course of a single afternoon. Frank believes in various conspiracy theories and worries that the government is plotting to control the minds of all its citizens. At times, he seems lost in his own world. Although he feels lonely and empty, he has never dated anyone or shown interest in relationships. When feeling especially down, he cuts himself with a razor blade until he bleeds. He wears long pants and long-sleeved shirts to hide the numerous ugly scars on his arms and legs. He reports that the cutting calms him down. Frank has the following 5 symptoms of BPD. 2. Self-harm. Frank cuts his arms and legs with a razor blade until he bleeds. 3. Roller coaster emotions. Frank rarely feels good emotionally, but his moods run out of control. At times, he dwells on his anxieties. At other times, he feels consumed by deep depression. 4. Explosiveness. Frank loses control of his temper. 7. Emptiness. Although lonely, Frank neither seeks nor desires the company of others. He feels empty and unfulfilled, but he has little idea of what can improve his situation. 9. Dissociation, feeling out of touch with reality. Frank distrusts people and has paranoid beliefs that the government is out to get everyone. As you can see, Frank presents quite a different picture from Renee. Unlike Renee, he doesn't care about relationships or fear of abandonment. He has little concern for his self-worth, and he doesn't seek excitement and sensation through sex, drugs, alcohol, or reckless driving. Maria, like Frank and Renee, also has a diagnosis of BPD, yet she has her own unique mix of symptoms. Maria, a 28-year-old insurance saleswoman, wins clients easily with her charm. She talks glibly and develops many superficially close relationships. She turns her clients into instant best friends. She puts these new friends on pedestals, but dismisses them as demons when they fail to meet her lofty expectations. When she blows up at her friends, she has no awareness of her viciousness. After her outbursts, she desperately tries to make amends by buying gifts and showering her friends with attention. However, her friends eventually hit the road when Maria continues to lose control. When she makes a sale, Maria often invites the entire office out for dinner and drinks, blowing her hard-won commission. Although Maria earns a lot of money, she maxes out her credit cards and teeters on the edge of bankruptcy. Maria has a weight problem and binges on ice cream when she feels lonely. She follows her binges with starvation diets, but they don't last long. Her moods go up and down like a yo-yo. Maria demonstrates the following 5 symptoms of BPD. 1. Sensation seeking. Maria goes on uncontrolled spending sprees and has episodes of binge eating. 3. Roller coaster emotions. Maria overreacts to both positive and negative events. Her emotions run out of control. 4. Explosiveness. Maria blows up at her coworkers and friends. She doesn't understand the impact she has on others. 5. Worries about abandonment. Although she's unaware of how she pushes other people away, Maria desperately tries to get them back when they leave. 8. Up and down relationships. Maria knows when and how to draw people in, during the early stages of a relationship. But when people disappoint her, she reacts with rage. On the other hand, Maria doesn't cut herself or threaten suicide. Her self-concept remains reasonably stable from day to day. She doesn't dwell on feelings of emptiness, and she doesn't hear voices or suffer from paranoia. Technical stuff. Evolving approaches to diagnosing BPD. Great controversy surrounds the diagnoses for all personality disorders. In particular, mental health professionals like to argue about the diagnosis of BPD. The fact that different individuals with BPD can present such varying pictures has led many professionals to advocate alternative approaches to the diagnosis. Some professionals believe that part of the diagnostic problem relates to the term borderline. Adolf Stern, an early American psychoanalyst, coined the term borderline in 1938 to describe patients who seem to lie on the border between neurosis and psychosis. Neurosis, a concept popularized by Freudian psychology at the turn of the 20th century, describes a variety of emotions, such as anxiety, depression, and distress. These troubling emotions ostensibly stem from unconscious conflict. Psychosis, on the other hand, describes a loss of contact with reality, such as hallucinations, delusions, and serious problems with rational thought. Whether mental health professionals will retain the term borderline is unclear at the time of this book's writing, because professionals seem to be moving toward a narrower definition of BPD. BPD experts Dr. John Gunderson and Dr. Mary Zanarini have developed an interview called The Diagnostic Interview for Borderline Patients Revised to use for the diagnosis of BPD. In brief, the Gunderson-Zanarini approach focuses on the following four symptoms. Unstable relationships. The relationships of people with BPD tend to be quite stormy and manipulative. They're often characterized by entitlement, a habit for being demanding, and quick flips from idealization to demonization. Mood instability. The moods of people with BPD show heightened sensitivity to events and often shift from one mood to another because of misperceptions of other people's intentions. A sense of emptiness, anger, anxiety, and rage are common as a result of this issue. People with BPD have great difficulty bringing their emotions back to a normal state after they're out of control. Impulsivity. People with BPD often act without thinking in the form of recklessness, self-mutilation, suicide attempts, and/or sensation-seeking. Cognitive impairments. People with BPD often have distortions in perceptions and thoughts, feelings of intense distrust. Hallucinations and delusions are part of this symptom. The Gunderson-Zanarini approach essentially collapses the usual 9 symptoms of BPD into 4 major categories. Their approach recommends using the term BPD only for those people who exhibit all these symptom clusters. However, the mental health field hasn't yet reached a consensus for how to diagnose BPD. We therefore choose to use the current 9 symptom perspective throughout this book. But we do recognize that a narrower, or completely different, definition will likely emerge in the future. Regardless of the ultimate diagnostic criteria that professionals agree on, treatment strategies are likely to remain consistent with the ones we describe in this book. Remember, Renee, Frank, and Maria all exhibit the minimum of 5 symptoms of BPD, and as a result, they all receive the BPD diagnosis. However, most people with BPD have more than 5 symptoms. Furthermore, the vast majority of people with BPD also have 1 or more other personality disorders. See the Other Personality Disorders and Emotional Disorders That Accompany BPD sections of this chapter for an understanding of these other emotional issues. Other Personality Disorders. People with personality disorders of any type have trouble with day-to-day living. Their emotions are out of sync, and they relate poorly to other people. In general, they don't seem very happy. Mental health professionals have 10 distinct labels for describing the various personality disorders as listed in DSM-4. Each label comes with a specific list of symptoms, but symptoms listed for one personality disorder often overlap with symptoms for another disorder. People with BPD almost always carry one or more additional personality disorder diagnoses. Therefore, someone with BPD may exhibit a dizzying array of symptoms, some of which are part of BPD, while others are part of another personality disorder diagnosis. To help you make sense of this dizzying array of symptoms and disorders, the next section reviews each personality disorder in detail. The personality disorders we discuss in the following sections currently fall into three major groupings: odd and eccentric, dramatic and erratic, anxious and fearful. The odd and eccentric. No doubt you've met people who have one or more of the personality disorders in the odd and eccentric grouping: paranoid personality disorder, schizotypal personality disorder, or schizoid personality disorder. However, you may not have paid much attention to them because people with this kind of personality disorder don't have much need for other people. In fact, sometimes they aren't interested in people at all. They have a lower need for social contact than most people, and their thoughts are often somewhat distorted in that they perceive events differently than most people do. The following sections discuss each disorder individually. Paranoid personality disorder. Paranoid personality disorder is a surprisingly common disorder, afflicting as much as 4 to 5% of the general population. Researchers think that genetics play a significant role in the development of this disorder. People with paranoid personality disorder look at their world with suspicion and mistrust. They typically feel mistreated by others, hold grudges for a long time, criticize and judge others harshly, assume that most people are out to get them, feel like outcasts, doubt the loyalty of friends, partners, family, and lovers, feel jealous and frantically search for signs of betrayal. People with paranoid personality disorder often interpret neutral events as harmful. Thus, they harbor a great deal of resentment and hostility, and they typically blame others for their problems. In spite of the seriousness of this disorder, these individuals rarely seek mental health treatment unless they're referred by the courts or their problems cause them considerable distress. For the most part, they don't trust other people, friends, lovers, acquaintances, or therapists, so they don't see a purpose in seeking help from others. They believe that any information they divulge to therapists will be used against them. Furthermore, they're driven to appear strong and autonomous, and thus see therapy as a sign of weakness. Technical stuff. The ninth criteria for BPD is feeling out of touch with reality, which can include feelings of paranoia. However, feelings of paranoia aren't an especially prominent sign of BPD. You can have diagnoses of both paranoid personality disorder and BPD if your behavior shows strong signs of both disorders. Schizoid personality disorder. Schizoid personality disorder affects about 1 to 3% of the population. Once again, genetics appear to play an important role and account for as much as half the risk for developing this disorder. People with schizoid personality disorder are quintessential loners. They don't have close friendships and they don't desire them. Other people consider them to be outcasts, and they rarely connect with their own families. They have poor social skills and don't understand the nuances of social interactions. Their emotions are flat and detached. They don't care about praise or criticism. Furthermore, people with this diagnosis prefer to do almost everything by themselves. They derive little pleasure from most activities that other people enjoy, especially those that stimulate the senses, such as the following: watching a sunset, listening to the ocean, hiking in the mountains, receiving or giving a hug, having sex with another person. If people with schizoid personality disorder work, they choose jobs beneath their abilities because they lack motivation. Like those with paranoid personality disorder, people with schizoid personality disorder don't often seek mental health services. They see no reason to seek help because they don't feel particularly dissatisfied with their lives. Left to their own devices, they live relatively quiet, aloof lives. Technical stuff. Autism is a spectrum of diagnoses in children that describes a wide range of difficulties with social interactions and restricted interests. Children with the milder diagnoses in the autism spectrum, specifically Asperger's disorder and pervasive developmental disorder, exhibit several of the same characteristics as people who have schizoid personality disorder as adults. Researchers have yet to study this issue in depth, but many mental health professionals believe that adults with schizoid personality disorder may have had one of the milder forms of autism as children. Schizotypal personality disorder. People with schizotypal personality disorder share a major commonality with those who have schizoid personality disorder. They avoid close relationships and lack social skills. However, people with schizotypal personality disorder tend to have more anxiety in social situations than people with schizoid personality disorder. Furthermore, people with schizotypal personality disorder are far more noticeable to others because they have a variety of very odd or eccentric behaviors and thoughts. Examples of this striking strangeness include beliefs that events in the world revolve around them, newspaper headlines, television, TV, news, and so on. Magical thinking, such as strong superstitious feelings, bizarre fantasies, and belief in telepathy. Thoughts or beliefs that are part of a person's culture don't count as magical thinking. Strange perceptions about their bodies, such as feeling like their hands are controlled by outside forces. Unusual speech or thoughts that others find hard to follow because of vagueness or overuse of metaphors. Paranoia. Once again, symptoms from various personality disorders have a way of showing up in more than one disorder. How these symptoms affect the lives of people with this disorder varies greatly from person to person. However, the following story gives you a glimpse of what someone with schizotypal personality disorder may look like. Charlie, who is 37 years old, is known in his neighborhood as the Cat Man. He lives alone in a rundown mobile home in his uncle's backyard. His nickname refers to the many different baseball caps he wears wherever he goes. He owns hats from each major league baseball team and wears the hats in a particular order that only he understands. Charlie believes that the major league players depend on him for advice and that he must wear certain hats to communicate with them during plays. He has a cable system that allows him to watch all the games, and he spends hours alone watching baseball. Charlie receives a disability check each month because of his mental illness. He has received multiple diagnoses since he was in school, including mental retardation, schizophrenia, and bipolar disorder. Recently, he was evaluated and diagnosed with schizotypal personality disorder. Charlie has a case manager who helps him buy groceries and keeps track of his health, because without someone to help him, Charlie spends all his time sorting through his hat collection or watching TV. His case manager has referred Charlie for treatment, but Charlie refuses. Technical stuff. Charlie's case reflects the challenges of diagnosing some mental disorders. Although he fits a diagnosis of schizotypal personality disorder, at times in his life, he seemed even more out of touch with reality and was diagnosed with schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is considered a more serious condition that frequently involves delusions, severely disordered thinking, and/or hallucinations. The line between the two disorders can be very fine, even for experienced mental health professionals.